Chipmaker Intel has launched a new line of wireless chips called the Centrino. The company is betting $300 million this year alone that wireless will revive the stagnant personal computer industry. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Intel is counting on the lure of mobility to usher in a new age of personal computing. The company foresees wireless fidelity, or Wi-Fi, being built into ever more compact notebook computers with longer battery life. Before long, users will be surfing the web almost anywhere, from hotels and bookstores to city streets. Charles Rutstein with Forrester Research says wireless access points, known as hotspots, are already cropping up in public places.
The Wi-Fi thing is taking off faster than almost anybody can believe. Using it myself, as I'm flying through airports day in and day out, what I find is that almost invariably I can find a place to connect.
Intel says at least 10,000 hotspots will be online worldwide this year. The company has invested aggressively in partnerships with PC makers, wireless startup companies, and access providers to make it happen. And its $300 million nationwide ad campaign will urge PC users to, quote, unwire. But the cheapest Centrino laptops will cost $1,400, which may be a tough sell in this economy. And corporate technology spending continues to lag. So Forrester's Charles Rutstein cautions against expecting too much from Intel's announcement.
This in and of itself is a big deal for those people who are in the mobile category, but alone it's not going to be enough to pull the tech industry out of its current doldrums.
And it's not as if Intel is the only or even the first supplier of wireless chips. A few companies, such as Broadcom and Atheros Communications, have already beat Intel to the marketplace. And some wireless networks have already developed image problems as unreliable. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.